This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I enjoyed the conversation in the last segment about the Denver Nuggets. It looked like Ken's right.
Was that Denver too much?
Definitely has to win. No.
Sound like indignant a little bit. Yeah.
But look, like, so a couple things. You've been right a lot recently, so I think, like, you've earned that right. And I don't think
So my head is completely full of hot air right now at this exact moment.
Okay.
I am due to get worked by something. Right.
Well, listen, like, let's say that's true. And, like, I don't think it is because I know you and I know that's not the case. But let's say that people think that, right? Also, like, if you listen to and watch the show and listen to Ken's advice, like, Ken's head may be full of hot air and your wallet is full of cash. So, like, who cares? Right. Like, it doesn't matter.
And there are contingencies here. Like, I don't think it has to be Denver, but I'll put it this way. If it's Denver over somebody, Celtics over not Denver. If it's anything other than that, I will be 100% completely astonished, apologetic. I don't know anything. If it's not one of those two things.
You don't have to apologize.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I will be in total shock if it is not one of those two things. Celtics over Denver is really just an opinion thing. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. So I guess that one's, I'd have to like eat a bunch of crow on that because Tatum would beat Jokic. And I have to say it in that way because it sounds ridiculous to say out loud. But like, okay, maybe Murray gets hurt going into that series or something, whatever. But like Denver over somebody, most likely finals by far. That doesn't really give you a lot of clarity on the other side, but you get the idea. Celtics over a team that's not ready. Thunder too young. Edwards too young. That makes perfect sense as the second option. I don't know what the third option would even. Everything else would make absolutely no sense to me. So, you know, if you're me, this is what we did with the UConn and the other stuff. If you're me and you think that, then what would you bet in Denver, Minnesota, right? And what would you bet in Panthers, anyone, the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs? Like, what would you do there? And if you're wrong, you're wrong. Like, I will lose bets. I will be wrong about teams. This kind of stuff, though, like, let's be honest, it's been going really well. Things have worked out in pretty much exactly the way that we have said. And, you know, if they haven't, it's like a small wrinkle here or a small wrinkle here. The winners have been, like, figuring out who is going to win a title or a tournament is not an exact science, but I do think that there are a number of indicators that can lead you toward either a very small number of teams or a singular team. Michigan, that would be a really good example of that. I think that's the Florida Panthers, but there's a couple teams on the periphery that are a little interesting. And these things have worked. So again, like, you're me, like, what would you think? It's all random? Like, come on, you know? So I just... I'm going to like Denver against, like, everybody. And the extra rest, I think, is critical and even feeling even more confident in that.
And, yeah, and like, Jokic versus Gobert. I mean, you know.
Well, it's a great matchup. I mean, Gobert, one of the best defensive centers of all time. So, like, it's not some pushover. And Matt brings up a good point. It'd be interesting to see who guards Edwards. Tried a bunch of players on him. Have not had a tremendous amount of success. That's very interesting. Can the role players from Minnesota show up the way that they did in the Phoenix series in such a big way? McDaniels, especially, Alexander Walker was awesome versus like what your expectation for him would be. Yeah. These are all reasons why Minnesota's great. It's just, again, like winning the series, still really tough for me to imagine. Winning games, great. Making it fun, great. Edwards is awesome, great. Just like winning the series, still a little tough for me to get to.
I think how it might go haywire on the Eastern Conference side, at least, right? Now, Matt answered this question in a really interesting way when we had him on earlier in the hour, because we don't have the MRI results back on Kristaps Porzingis yet. We know that it's not an Achilles injury, so he's not gonna like done for the year, not gonna like miss a lot of next year. At least we don't think so, right? So Matt basically made it sound Porzingis will miss the next round for Boston, and maybe they will choose to kind of like, even if he's ready, precautionary, hold him out.
Yeah.
Like they won't need him likely against Cleveland. People watch like the Cavs and Magic play. Like, no, actually, I do mean this disrespectfully to them. The Celtics don't need Porzingis to beat one of those two teams. And Matt made it sound, I think he flat out said, yeah, and then they'll have him back for the Eastern Conference. No, that's the case. Matt is obviously really plugged in, so maybe that's just his guess, is that they'll have Porzingis for game one of the Eastern Conference final. But I mean, if it's going to be Celtics-Knicks, and that's the most likely matchup, doesn't have to be, and Porzingis isn't there, or he's not 100%, or he re-aggravates this injury. I think this is kind of like, some would say that maybe he'll be chasing Super Bowl MVP. Well, look, he's 400.
Some would say he won't look young in the game.
Really makes me angry that like Knicks fans can't have anything. We've been bad for. I get it.
It's 21-0.
It's a playoff game. I'm stepping in here. Yeah. Like that, I give that answer. You don't get to give that answer. Who do you like in the game?
It's one game. Hey, you know who else is thinking about this stuff? Everyone else.
Like, hey, there's no tomorrow.
right now.
Come on, put pick it in.
Bet MGM tonight. Join us for live sweats.
Oh!
Yes!
Let's go, Kansas 80, State.
75. That was a big balls three.
3 minutes ago.
Big balls thing up now. Instant reaction.
This is an unbelievable thing for me to see. My favorite team, my true favorite team. Less mistress, more side piece.
And maybe a few regrettable decisions.
Oh, he's got bust written all over him. Gutekunst sucks. Jordan Addison ran a 5.340 and he's Tristis height. I'd take him. You know what you shouldn't have done? Bet on the Wizards.
Yep.
I am watching this game and must bet money on it.
And instantly,
yes,
the crowd goes wild.
Bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you bets. We bring you sports.
Title and anything else is a failure. And if we're viewing things only through that prism, then the Porzingis injury is huge, because I don't think they win the title if he is hurt. And, you know, you could say like, well, what if they play OKC and there's no Porzingis? Be like, okay, like I think I'd still like Boston, but it'd be close.
What about
there's
the Knicks
ways
without
you can make it up.
What about the Knicks without Porzingis?
And, yeah, I mean, here's Al Horford trying to prevent 900 offensive rebounds. I mean, just, you know, this is going to be pretty rough. There's Luke Kornet, right? Didn't Luke Kornet used to play for the Knicks?
I think he did have a cup of coffee with the Knicks. Right. Jim's nephew.
The tennis racket, right? That was his thing.
That's exactly right.
And
great, like, wrestling provocateur.
What was the background behind that? Why did he have a tennis racket?
I think like the gimmick was because he was the, and by the way, he's like so involved in what happens now with like professional wrestling behind the scenes and his criticism of like AEW and WWE. He's really funny. But I think the gimmick was he was the manager of the Rock and Roll and the Midnight Express in the 80s.
Right.
And his character was like, they were heels and he was like the preppy heel. And I think that's why he had the tennis racket, because he was like country club bad guy.
But then like, I think maybe when I was watching wrestling when I was a kid, he wasn't managing those teams anymore or something, but he would still have it, probably just because
he was
like
in WWF
branding
at that point. Yeah, I'm talking NWA in like the 80s when like he first debuted.
But that's just what I mean, where it's like, you know, 8-year-old me sees this and just like, why the hell does this guy have a tennis racket? Like,
great
I don't
question.
Understand what's going on.
It's a big, big Sampras
what,
guy.
What a great question. What a great question. Why do you have a tennis racket when you are a wrestling manager? Yeah, so anyway, just to get back to Kristaps Porzingis, yeah, the idea of, you know, could they beat the Knicks in a conference finals if he doesn't play? you know, sure, they can win. I don't, percentage chance, I don't know. I think they'd still be more likely to win than the Knicks, but it'd be close, probably. He's really impactful. And, like, all year, you know, like, I'm in NBA chats with people, so are you and other people. There's, like, a consensus among people who follow the Celtics, essentially, that, like, as Porzingis goes, so go their chance to win the title. That's, like, and that's in a number of, like, podcasts you listen to, whatever. And if that's the consensus opinion, and there's a chance that he's, like, injured and can aggravate the injury, and that we're always on a knife edge with his health, then so too are the Celtics' title chances on that same knife edge with his health in terms of actually winning the four rounds. So, yeah, I can tell something is important because when it happened, the second that it happened, I'm watching live, the second that it happens, like, not the people, like, not friends, like, friends from college or other people who just like sports. Like, people I know who also bet like I do, in 0.1 seconds, all the texts and the telegrams and the signal. It's like, what are we, like, do we need to do something? What is this? What do you think it is? Sharing updates with each other. Like, that tells you how important it was, right? And, you know, I think you wouldn't think, like, well, Jamal Murray and Kristaps Porzingis, this is the same thing. I think how I would look at all of them, even if you think Murray's more impactful, and you're right, is these are two injuries that potentially derail those teams' chances of winning the title. Whether Murray is better than Porzingis or not, that's true for both teams, I think.
And I want to draw and like give a difference here and then draw an equivalence. Obviously, like, the difference between, and I'll state the obvious here, between Porzingis and Murray. Like, okay, like, Murray hit the game. Murray, like, knocked the Lakers out of the playoffs last night. It was, like, right. was absolutely awesome. Right. And did it twice over the balance of the series. And the way that we talk about Embiid correctly, it's like, you know, they get to the playoffs, great. He steps out of the shower and, like, stubs his toe. He's out for the rest of the postseason. Porzingis has to be graded on the same curve, right? So if you love the Celtics to win the title, you've invested in the Celtics to win the title, and he comes back for game one of the Eastern Conference Final, how are you not concerned that he re-aggravates the injury, like, 2 minutes into that game? He's
hurt Murray last
all
night.
The time.
Yeah. I was worried about Murray watching. We both have Denver. You're not watching every step last night, every plant on, like, a jumper, being like, please, just like, please,
you know what?
Don't.
Maybe this is stupid on my part. I never felt that way with Murray. And, like, maybe I should, but I didn't.
Yeah, God bless you that you didn't feel that way. And there are definitely a couple times where he tweaked it and Malone would go over and talk to him and be like, are you okay? And, you know, like, Malone even said it before the game, like, sometimes somebody needs to tell Murray, like, you're not going to play tonight for your own good, because he's going to want to play in every game that he plays. Well, nobody did, and it turns out he was awesome. Within a minute of the game starting, he was so electric. It was like, oh,
he's got that
dog
in him, man.
Yeah.
He's got that dog.
You got a little bit of that. So, yeah, just this is, like, story of the NBA playoffs this year, whether you like it or not. Injuries to star players, and Porzingis isn't, like, Giannis, Embiid, Murray, like, these caliber of players, but he's super impactful for the favorite to win the title. Yeah, I mean, just who can keep this thing together enough to go through the four rounds and not lose, I asked the Clippers about this, and not lose a really, really impactful player. Both the two title favorites now, Denver and Boston, like, have those same concerns as everybody else.
I'm going to allow myself to dream, if Porzingis is out, of my Knicks, I guess, losing to the Nuggets in the NBA Finals. Next hour on the show, a lot of National Football League. Evan Silva will join us, and we will play out how we see the AFC playoff picture going at this juncture in time.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.